Distinctions between SCM and logistics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supply chain management, SCM, as the design, planning, execution, control, and monitoring of supply chain activities with the objective of creating net value, building a competitive infrastructure, leveraging worldwide logistics, synchronizing supply with demand, and measuring performance globally. Here is an even simpler way to define supply chain management. This way of looking at supply chain management helps show that logistics is its core, but that SCM scope is expanded to address production planning, as well as to the larger supply and demand network of business partners. As stated in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition, leveraging worldwide logistics means that you take advantage of your and your suppliers' and customers' logistical networks, rather than duplicating efforts. Similarly, measuring performance globally means that your feedback loop is expanded in scope from the earliest raw materials to the final handoff to the customer and post-sale service. The idea is for the network as a whole to become more competitive than any one company could be on its own. Rather than companies competing, now it is whole supply chains competing. These global viewpoints require that information on supply and demand and performance be shared among key external partners to create net value for all participants. While supply chain management has been embraced by corporate executives since the early 2000s, the COVID-19 pandemic brought the importance of the underlying logistics to the forefront of business planning. In addition, success in extended supply chain partner integration and strategies such as postponement cannot succeed without mastery of the fundamentals of perfect order fulfillment at low enough costs and high enough turnover to enable competitive advantage. That said, logistics thrives only when it can see and support the big picture of organizational and supply chain strategy. What is added to supply chain management to support that big picture view? Exhibit 1-11 revisits the history of logistics and adds some branches showing what supply chain management contributes. Exhibit 1-11, how logistics became the core of supply chain management. Source: adapted from Center for Supply Chain Research, Penn State University, used with permission. This view illustrates how large a role logistics plays in supply chain management. Added functions include strategic planning, externally integrated information systems, the demand generation portions of demand management, marketing and sales interfaces, and supplier relationship management, SRM, for the inbound side, and customer relationship management, CRM, for the outbound side. Strategic planning and relationship management are the most important of these additions. Supply chain management and thus logistics have risen to become key contributors to an organization's strategic plan. While information systems have long existed for logistics functions, the difference is that with SCM, information systems need to integrate external partners. Interfaces with marketing and sales include their representing the demand side in sales and operations planning, S&OP, to balance out the supply side, materials, and production planning. SRM and CRM are methodologies for developing and maintaining successful alliances with external partners. While not exclusively information systems, SRM and CRM have an information systems component that gives each contact point the same view of a supplier's or customer's history for consistent interactions. A key way that working closely with suppliers and customers adds value is by helping recognize and eliminate all duplicate or non-value-adding activities. While SCM is broad in scope and strategic and relationship-oriented in nature, logistics is focused on managing the physical movement of goods, including all of the complexities of import and export and the proper timing of movements. While some of its aspects, like network planning or providing information on capacity constraints, are strategic in nature, the bulk of the work is tactical and operational. This difference in perspective between SCM and logistics has created a shift in how inventory is viewed. It was previously seen as the buffer between the links in the chain, for example, large safety stocks to protect against variations in supply. The SCM revolution has changed this paradigm to one that looks first to improve information flow to more closely match supply with actual demand, and then to increase the stability and reliability of the sources of supply and transportation. Inventory is only a last resort.